Hello? Hello?
Hey, trying to speak with Allegra?
Yeah, this is she.
Okay, Allegra, how you doing? Rick here with Hoffenmaser. Have you connected over the chat?
Yeah, great. Okay. Yeah, this works better because I was tired of typing.
All
But
right.
yeah, anyway, what I have is I have a it's an app, and it's a language, it's a foreign language, like a instructional app. Okay, so you got Spanish and you got English on it, and the way the last person who did it for me, now I don't know what you charge. This person really just did it for me because she just likes doing this. And I mean, we probably worked over it. I worked on it maybe about 2, 3 months or something. And I mean, it's not going to be as long as all because it was way too involved. And people nowadays, they want something quick, short, fun. And
Exactly, yes.
I was going to
So,
make it a lot shorter. And I'll have to actually do some, I'll have to find some people to do the audio files again. And I was, like I said, some pre-design artwork. So something that, I'm trying to make it as, as inexpensive as possible. Now,
gotcha.
like I said, the audio files, about the embedded audio files, and I wanted to cross-platform too. So
Okay, gotcha.
anyway,
So,
I was going
Allegra,
to
let
do
me.
the majority of
Sorry?
the work. Yeah, go ahead. I said I was going to do the majority of the work as far as laying it out and showing you where the files need to be placed on the page and all that. And I was going to try to find, how you have to buy the artwork or and pay for it, and just,
Yeah.
so you can have a, yeah, go ahead. I'm
Okay,
done.
so. Okay, so just to try and pick up from where we left off on the chat right now. I was
Yeah.
asking if you have the app on your phone right now, and can we, directly go ahead and look at it together, and then you can tell me what screens you want to keep and what screens you want to kind of eliminate from the application.
You know where it is now? It's on an old phone. It's on another phone. And I don't even, that's an idea. I could maybe have the phone turned on again so that if I'm talking to someone, that I could actually do that so they could have an idea of what it's like, Let me tell you, this is what I was dealing with. This phone, I was dealing with somebody, as far as my, I had a hacker in my phone, okay, and they already told me from the company that I'm, actually services my phone, it's definitely a hacker. I was describing the situation, and I was concerned because I know that if you attack, if you're on the internet, they can do all kind of stuff. I didn't want them to delete my app. I know. I said if I get this thing turned on, this is the only access I have really to one. I actually have one on my computer too. I got one on another computer, and it's on the, what is it on? It's on the main page or something, and not on the main page. It's like on the, that first page when you put your password in, and then it's on that. It's right on that screen. And I said, I don't know if it'd be possible for me to send it to you that way or not. I could actually send you a copy. I actually could. The thing about it is that, it's an audio app. It's just that the audio, because I got one of the newer PCs, it only works on the older PCs because I actually made the app was made like about in 2017. So it doesn't even, the audio doesn't play on the newer model computers because they just
Okay, so
made
it's
them
not
look new.
compatible with the current operating systems and everything, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, in that case, most of the app becomes redundant anyway, in the sense that, most of the users are going to have the most latest phones and, iPhones and whatnot. So,
Right.
probably the only thing we can use from that application is going to be the designs of the 12 screens you were talking about. Now, talking about the designs, did the previous developer give you the source files for the designs? Did she send you like a software link where you could, pick up the elements of the designs and, use them, re kind of reuse them?
On the original app, I didn't have any pictures, you know, but I wanted to add pictures to, like, to this one. I did because I wanted it, you know, I was, you know, they have a, I don't know what it's called, but you can, I don't know if you could put this in an app or not, but they had this program where, you know, you could, like, download, like, figures of, you know, pictures of people, and it would almost look like they were talking, you know, when you clicked on them, or, you know, there would be some movement. I don't remember the name of it. I had written it down somewhere. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. But it's like,
well,
I don't know
if
you're familiar. Go ahead.
It'd be hard to say what this is until I look at it. But all I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to save you some money in terms of, you know, trying to reuse what you have, right? The other way to go
about it
is that since you know already that you need 12 screens and you probably also know what each of these screens are going to contain, we could do a custom application for you, right? And I understand that the app needs to have, app needs to host audio files. It needs to have some imagery as well. Like you mentioned, you want to have it on the new application. All of that is pretty standard, and, you know, it all sounds doable. Nothing that cannot be done. It's just that, you know, a custom application started from scratch, A, is going to be a lot better than what you already have. And, you know, with the way the sounds, A, it was not compatible with the newer devices. And then B, it looks like it was not the best design as well. I can, you know, I've not seen it yet. I can just tell it, you know, in the sense that, you know, the other, you were actually working probably with a freelancer and not like a team or a company that has, you know, a designated team of designers or, you know, and then
designated
developers. If it was just one person working on it, then they could have probably done only so much for you. So, you know, like I said, I mean, if you want to use, if you're completely happy with the designs you have for the,
I don't have any. I don't have any designs yet. I had like a design on the cover, but I'm not satisfied with the, what I had on the cover. I just want something new and fun and fresh.
You know what I'm saying?
Something
that
looks fun so that when they look at it, they say like, wow, okay. And then, you know, have it laid out so that there's space, you know, so it doesn't look intimidating like it's a whole lot to look at and read. It might take me about 15 pages. I don't know. But I had decided I was going to make it short and simple this time and just some basic things. I tried to really put too much in there. I put a whole bunch of information. You could do anything like, hello, my name is so-and-so, whatever. But, you know, if you needed to go to the restroom, where's the restroom, directions, I put all that so they would know how to ask it in Spanish. They just listen to it and just say it. You know, just click on it. But most people don't want to be doing that. People are just not. Most people are not into that at all. So
I get you. So, so Allegra, I think you know the way to go about it is that you know we compile together a list of features that you would need. But otherwise, I've got a good gist of what you're trying to accomplish, and with whatever we've discussed so far, hosting audio files. Labeling them and then, you know, storing them as chapters since you're talking about probably like a Bible kind of an application or something that talks about the Bible and Jesus and everything. That is, you know, and then, you know, the pictures.
Well, no,
like
it's not going to have a Bible and talk about the Bible. It's just going to have, like, translations, like how to say certain things in Spanish. I'm just saying that they really didn't have a, they didn't have a foundation to actually, you know, to take me off of Google Play, they had none. Because it's a Bible-based, so you know it's rated G. I mean, you know, what kid can't read the Bible? You know, they didn't have a basis. They just cut me off. I mean, really, I don't know, when I thought about it, I said I probably could have sued them because they didn't have any basis for that. And then I didn't know that they had cast me, you know, they had taken my app off until it was too late for me to retrieve it. And I feel like it was in my email. I didn't even know they had done that until I went to my email and I saw it, and it was already beyond the date they had given me so long to do it. I didn't even see it in my email. And I could have sued them probably for a few thousand dollars, probably more than a few, Because I know that
Well,
after
yeah.
being 97 pages, it was definitely worth probably about $8,000 or $9,000. The lady just did it for me for free. She did an excellent job. She really did. She
Oh,
did
97
excellent
screens
job.
For $8,000 or $9,000?
No,
That's
she didn't
awesome of
charge
you.
me
Yeah.
anything. She didn't charge me anything, the girl that did it. But if I said $9,000 or $10,000, I don't know. It's probably worth more than that if it was that many pages. You know? But I'm
Right.
saying I probably could have sued him for that, but 10, 15, probably gotten it easy. You know?
Yeah, I don't think you'd have to go so far. I mean, they of course they have their own, you know, Apple Store and Google Store. They have their own policies as well, and that is for the larger interest. And then at the end of the day, they are who they are, right? And they have to comply with all of the, you know, the red tape and the government policies and everything as well. So, you
Yeah.
know, somewhere or the other, it's for the good of the people using the app stores and the general users like us. But I understand where you're coming from, and you know, at the end of the day, the developer has to be well versed with what the policies are and to make sure the app doesn't go down and it's not taken down by the app stores, right? You cannot fight them. It's just that you can comply with their policies and comply with their terms. And as long as you do that, you know, apps stay for on the app stores for decades. And, you know, we have about 200 plus applications live on the app stores for our clients.
Yeah.
And it's just about
Oh,
knowing what they allow and what they don't.
Yeah. You know,
So,
I don't know. I think they just made it up, and I think they probably figured I was just too ignorant. But I don't even know how they could have, if I had challenged it, I don't even know if they could have said, this is not rated for children. Because all it was talking about the Bible and about receiving Jesus. I mean, really, they really didn't even have a foundation. I didn't even think about maybe suing them. I probably could have did it.
Right, probably something on the application, maybe some sort of content or something that may have kind of raised the red flag with them. But then again, like I said,
you
I mean,
know, it was somebody from the outside. I already know what to do. It was somebody from the outside who was like kind of, they were jealous, really honestly. I already know this person, and they're the one that caused them to do it, because they didn't have no. It was nothing in there that was questionable. Nothing at all.
I see.
Nothing at
I
all.
See.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, it was just ridiculous. They just picked something out the barrel and just said it, you know, just did what they did, that's all.
Right. The good thing
but
is,
anyway.
sunny side up, I think you're still interested in getting the app done. You're still motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a matter of time. And, you
yeah.
know, you got it for free. That's great. You know, the other person really did you a favor if they, you know, did 97 screens
yeah.
and, you know, put them together in an application for you. But so are you looking to make any money out of this, or is it just purely for educational purposes?
Yeah, it's for educational purpose. I was going to sell it too, so yeah.
Okay. So, well, Allegra, I can show you our portfolio. I can show you what kind of work we have done. You know, it's probably not going to be close to what we're trying to accomplish for you, but we've worked
yeah.
with, you know, we've worked with Estee Lauder, if you've heard the name. You're a woman, so you'd probably
oh, yeah,
heard.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, so you've heard about them,
yeah.
right? So we've
of
worked with
course.
Estee Lauder Clinique. Yeah, we've worked with.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
That's great.
We've worked with North Star Technologies. So if you have a POA or an HOA subscription, there's 60% chances that you would know about them as well, North Star Technologies, and because they happen
yeah,
to
I've heard
be.
Of them too.
Sorry?
I said I've heard of them, I think, as well. I think I have.
All right,
there
you go.
So,
yeah, they're pretty, you know, all of these are enterprises. But then again, that's not to shoo you off or tell you that we only work with enterprises. We work with a lot of smaller and medium-sized businesses and then NGOs and startups
yeah.
as well. So, for example, we work with one of the largest labor unions in Alaska. The name is Totem Association. So
mm-hmm.
the largest labor union in Alaska uses the application that was done by Hoffman Mazur as well.
Good,
that said,
good.
Right, so we have about 200
well,
plus
what
applications
do you charge,
live.
What do you
yeah.
charge about? I mean, you know, I mean, if I laid everything out
mm-hmm.
and let's say, you know, I had some artwork and I just said, well, you know, maybe you have a selection that I can choose from, and I say, well, I want this on this page, and you just paste it in a particular area, you know, in that sense, as opposed to actually creating the art, because I know that's expensive. I have a sister that is an artist, but she's not on it. She's not able to do it right now because she had actually created the original cover. But, you know, you need something that's fun and inviting.
Well, see, just since you're doing it,
design.
I understand that. So just since you're doing it for, you know, a good, you know, you're doing it for a good cause, we'll try and be, we'll try and be as flexible as possible with the pricing, right? So, you know, with the pricing, you already probably know that it's between, you know, if you work with a reasonable company that's not boutique and that doesn't charge a whole lot of money, you're looking at a per hour rate of $40 to $50 per hour, right? And that that's pretty much similar for the designers and the developers as well. And then the second part of the equation is how many hours do you need to build an application like this? So say if not $40 and $50, $50 is our average rate. I can talk to my team. You know, we like to help ideas that are not just, you know, meant to monetize or make money, or it's not just another business trying to launch an application. We try and do whatever we can for good causes and, you know, try and be as flexible as possible with the pricing as well. With what we've discussed so far, say if you're talking about 12 to 15 screens and we're looking to, you know, with whatever we've discussed so far, because, you know, features is all it boils down to, right, in terms of pricing. It depends on what kind of features you need. So if it's the audio files we're looking to host, I'm assuming there's going to be some sort of chapters or sessions within which the audio files are going to be divided, just to make it you know, guided for the users and the application. So they're not looking at random audios. They know, you know, the sequence of it and how to study them and how to listen to them. On top of that, you mentioned about the artwork that you want to place on the application. And then a third thing that I heard was you want to have it on, you know, for you want to have it bilingual, both English and Spanish, right?
Well, the thing about it is the bilingual, that's not a problem, because what you're going to be doing, I'm going to do the basic layout. I'm going to put, I'm going to type it out on paper, and, you know, where I want the artwork to be placed, I'll leave a space, okay, so you can place it on there. But I'm going to lay everything out. You know, that's the way I did before. I laid everything out, and I showed her where I wanted, you know, the audio files. And, I mean, she did a great job. This girl's just really, she's really talented anyway. And anyway, like I said, you know, it was very professional. And then the people I had working with me, they were primarily, English was their first language, which is what I wanted, because most people that if you do a language and people are trying to understand another language and they're not native English, it's hard for them to understand it because people tend to slur their words together when they're that's their first language. So I needed somebody whose original language was English, so I had that too. And but you know, they were good speakers. I mean, I was one of the people on the program, you know. So I was seeing them even better than me, you know. They're actually, I mean, I taught Spanish, but I think they're better than I am. So, but anyway.
Right. So
that is what I'm doing, yes.
So are we saying that we're looking at one, just the English compatibility of the application, or do you need both English and Spanish?
Yeah, you know, you'll just be cutting and pasting. You don't have to be concerned about, you know, translate. I mean, everything's going to be laid out for you. And so it's going to be on paper. I'm going to show you exactly where to embed the file on the, you know, each page. So,
I understand, Allegra, that I understand. But it's just that you're not going to be building the application itself, right? I mean, you're going to be telling us where to place something or how to structure this together. But at the end of the day, the major legwork, designing, coding, server side, all of that, you know, technical work, would still be done by the team, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we of course, I mean, if it works for you, we definitely appreciate your help, and you know that's going to mean that you know the final product that we do for you is going to be helpful and it's going to be exactly according to how you envision this. So yeah, I mean, we totally appreciate your help with putting this together, and every different clients that we work with, they have different ways to go about it, right? Some even make scribble sketches. with pen and paper, and they show us how they'd like the application. Others just tell us they need something X, you know, with X features, and then we go ahead and we recommend how to put it together. Because at the end of the day, we are the experts, right? And, you know, if you work with a company and you work with a, you pay someone to get this done, you're expecting some expertise, and you're not just looking to handhold them or walk them through each and everything. But then if you want to have it a certain way and you tell us where to place something and how to structure it, that is definitely going to be helpful. Albeit, that isn't going to save you a lot of money, just so you know. What could save you money is that using the designs that you have from the previous application. But then if you don't, I think that's even better, because, you know, you want to build an application that looks current and that looks modern and that's fun, like you mentioned, and it looks like it's built in 2023 and not built in 2017, right? Now that you're doing it for a second time. That said, as far as the hours are concerned, let me do some calculation at my end based upon whatever we've discussed so far and leaving aside what may come next. We could be looking at, I'm just multitasking right now and trying to do some numbers here. We're looking at about 4-15 screens put together with all the front-end, back-end work done, everything done for you, the custom designs with the features we've spoken about, and cross-compatibility, the most important, making sure the app can go live on the Android and iOS. We're looking at about 600 hours. My calculator tells me about 700 hours of work, but we'll say, you know, it's 600 hours of work we're looking at. And on the current rate that we, you know, that we work with, it is going to be $30,000, but...
$30,000?
Yeah, $30,000 is what we're looking at. And
that's,
let me tell you this, this is pretty reasonable.
Right,
yeah, I mean, if you work with a boutique agency, they probably quote you upwards of $50,000. But like I said, in some cases, in for causes that are that we kind of like to work on, and it's not just another business at the end of the day, we try and do whatever we can. And let me speak to my team about this. We'll try and bring this down to, if we need to work together, you like what I'm talking about and you see that we are a good fit, we'd be looking at somewhere about, you know, I can even try and save you about, you know, say 40 to 50% of the pricing that I quoted to you. And that's just on a good faith basis.
So you still talk
everything,
about,
yeah.
You talk about what, about between 12 and 15,000 or something?
$15,000 and $18,000 is what, you know, between that is what I'm talking about.
Wow.
You keep in mind
okay.
15, and that probably is going to be the minimum to get something like this done. Because at the end of the day, it's simple math, right? I mean, you hire a developer and you hire a designer, how much are they going to charge you, right? They are going to charge you anywhere between $40 and $50. I don't think anyone in the USA would probably work on less than that. But, you know, say the exception
would
be...
Well, you know what, I have had people real smart that really, they told me like about maybe $2,000, $3,000 that they would put it together. But like I said, if you work with people on this level, the caliber that you have, Clinique, I mean, these are international. I mean, you know, I knew when you said that, I knew it was going to be a lot, but I didn't know you were going to say 30,000. I honestly didn't. I didn't know you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say quite a bit, but I was like, when you said that, I was like, okay. But maybe find a grant.
Yeah.
Maybe I could find a grant somewhere, because I do know somebody I could call about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could see about having somebody, see if I can get a grant to have it done.
But then you mentioned that you want to probably flip this in the future as well, right? You'd like to sell this forward. Is that your motivation?
Well, I am going to actually sell it online. You know, I mean, I'm not going to charge a whole bunch of money for it. You know what I mean? But I'm actually going to sell it online. I know churches and just some, you know, sometimes, you know, they just would like to have something like this, maybe they're trying to evangelize a neighborhood, or maybe they might have missionaries that they send to Spanish-speaking countries. And this way, it would just cut off. It would cut out the middleman in some things. They wouldn't have to necessarily rely on a translator every time they had to, you know, minister. So yeah, that's all.
Yeah. So I mean, if you raise the funds for it, be that a grant, or you have a partner on this, and you know, You pull together funds from other institutions or other individuals, they're going to take their share as well, right? So automatically, if it's you know, something worth say $15,000, they're going to take up you know, if they're investing about seven and a half grand, and you guys split the bill, you guys put the bill together, they're probably going to take 50% of that as well, right? So they're going to take the
if
equity,
they give
and
you
they're
a grant. If they give you a grant, I thought grants were free.
Well, grants are,
they
I
have
mean,
grants.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, with grants, the only problem is going to be your motivation, right? So if you tell them that you plan to sell this, I don't know if you get a grant for that as well, but probably that's something you know better. I work with business clients mostly, so they, you know, it's always, you know, when someone's handing over money to you, they need something in return, right? So that was all I was trying to add to what you mentioned on a personal level, of course. But if you had something in mind as far as the budget is concerned, of course it's not going to be $2,000 or $3,000. I don't see how someone could do it, because for me it's simple math. But then I trust you, and I, you know, if they're, you know, they
you tell
me
$600. I don't think, well, most of the people I would talk to, I don't think they assumed it would be like $600. I don't think so, because I guess it depends on how in depth you want to get with it, you know. But and like
yeah,
you said, you're trying to make it appealing too. So I don't know. You got a whole. I don't know how many people you got working with you. It might only be 3 or 4 or 5 people, but that's a whole bunch. That's a lot of hours. I didn't even assume that. Not for 12 or 15 pages.
So how many hours did the previous developer spend on this, according to you?
Well, it was 97 pages then, but you know, I'm cutting it down dramatically. I mean, only to about 15 pages. And, you know, all I have to do, I already have the information. So I have to rewrite it. You know, it's going to be different than what it was. And like I said, I just wanted to make it so you got space, you got pictures. You know, I even like those pictures that move. Now, you know, I know they even got stuff like that. You know, you put in your app and the pictures are moving when you get to the page. I know that'll probably be more money. And then, like you said, you're really going to put a lot of time into it. But I didn't even surmise $600. I didn't, because I just didn't think it was that big of a project.
I think let's do this. So,
yeah,
what kind of budget did you have in mind? I mean, if not $2,000 and $3,000, and if not even $15,000.
Well, like, you know, I mean, honestly, I would say, because I talked to somebody, they were talking about $20 an hour. And I mean, you know, I don't know how long they were talking about working on it. I got one for 15. You know, I was thinking you might say about maybe 4 or 5 thousand. That's what I was thinking, something like that. Because you haven't really seen what I have, and I don't know what you're talking about doing as far as laying it out. I'm sure it's probably, you said you're going to send me some examples to my email. So if I take any, you know, I'll look at it. And like I said, it is an instructional app. It teaches you how to speak a foreign language. So, you know, when you send me your examples, maybe you can show me. I don't know if you have anything like that at all, like instructional, you know.
I mean, we have instructional applications.
Education.
We build learning management systems and all that. But, you know, that probably is going to be a lot more complex than what you're looking for, right? I can show you those as portfolio to kind of give you an idea of the kind of work we do. But I don't think none of those is going to be reusable and would save you anything. And, you know, we could probably use that and, you know, kind of flip that over and add your content and, you know, have it good to go. That probably is going to be a bit of a far fetch at this time.
Right.
However, if you have something in mind as far as the pricing is concerned, I think you mentioned about $4,000 or $5,000. That probably is not going to work, as you know, and that the sole reason is, you know, it you know, even if I do say $25 an hour, which is, you know, that probably means we pitch in about say 40% of the price. Not really pitch in, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the employees we have and, you know, the team we assign to you, they're going to be paid between $35 and $40 anyway, right? So so with the five... Excuse me. So with the $5,000, I think we are looking at about, even if we go at the, you know, the most minimum rate possible, and I don't think anyone in the USA would be able to offer you this, But $25, if we go for that per hour, we're looking at about 200 hours is what we're looking at in terms of getting this from point A to point Z, right? From scratch until going live on the app stores and getting it approved on the app stores.
Oh, you're doing all that too. You're doing all that too.
Oh, absolutely. So the price I'm giving
I didn't
you.
even know you did all that. Okay.
Right.
Well, how much are you talking about? Because I'm like, well, you know, I mean, I could probably get the money some kind of way. So what are you talking about? I mean, maybe I've told you a little bit, you know, about what I have. I mean, I could even just kind of scan like different little parts of my. I got it in the book. I could just scan, just read like two sentences here or there. That kind of gives you an idea. But like I said, it just I appreciate your expertise and the fact that you have experience. Because that helps to really sell an app. I mean, if it's attractive to your audience. And so I think that that's something, you know, that particular kind of appeal you could add to my project. I'm
Exactly,
sure you
yeah. Just
can.
doing something for the sake of it is one thing, and then doing something correctly and, you know, in the most current way, you know, there's other applications out
Right.
there that do similar to what you're trying to do as well, right? So you have to be, you know, if you
Right.
have to flip this in the future or you want to sell this, you have to be, you know, wary of that as well. That said, what I'm offering you with the price that we spoke about, and, you know, we're still speaking about the pricing, but what we're talking about, regardless of how much we get to as the final cost, this includes everything, right? So this includes our expertise with putting it together. It's not just like we're going
Right.
to ask you and you're going to handhold us and tell us, you know, how to structure a certain screen and whatnot. You, if you have
Right.
to, you could, but we'll always give our you know, expert advice and tell you, you know, whether what the best way to go about each of these things is
Sure.
with the complete application. So that comes with the pricing that I'm quoting to you. And then, you know, as far as
Okay.
the legwork is concerned, this includes a custom design, right? That's going to be
Yeah.
done from scratch. We don't have anything that we could flip for you and, you know, use it to build the application for you. So it's going to be a custom modern design that you get to choose from, because we'll give you a couple, at least a few examples of mood boards that we'll design for you, more like three or four major screens of the application that you look at. You like one of those, and then, you know, using that mood board, we design the rest of the screens for you, right? So whatever
Okay.
that is, 12 or 15 screens is what we're talking about. So once you do that and the designs are completed, the next thing we do is we develop the application for you with the development. I'm trying to make sure I don't sound too technical, but, you know, there's two kinds of developments, right? One is the front end, just the way you see it as a user on the application. And the other thing is, you know, the less obvious thing that's behind the scenes on how the application processes information and, you know, how it's on the server side, on the back end, the brain of the application. That is called the back end development. And then from there, we test the application. We make sure it's, you know, it doesn't crash, it doesn't have any kind of bugs. It doesn't, you know, most importantly, it doesn't compromise the phones of the users when they use them, because, you know, like you said, your system got hacked. You wouldn't want that to happen to people using the application, because that is, you know, that's going to be detrimental, right? So testing is done within this price, and then, you know, most importantly, you know, the major problem you're facing right now, we will be deploying the application for you on the app stores, and then we'll be responsible for any reviews or any kind of changes that need to be done until the application is finally approved, it's live and it's up and running. And then with all the projects we do, we give a 4 months of warranty, more like a maintenance retainer, whereby anything that happens in the next 4 months is going to be our responsibility. So if it has to go down after it's accepted the first time by the app stores, it's going to be 100% our responsibility, and we'll tackle with that. Like I said, we've deployed 200 app plus applications on the app stores. So we know how to deal with them. We even have, you know, direct point of contacts in Apple and Google as well. So anytime we're stuck with something that's really complex, we just have to, you know, we call them up and we get personalized guidance on how to go about something. So that is not going to be a problem with us. I mean, one thing that I can assure you with working with us, and then of course, regardless of who you get to work with, but with us, we take care of, you know, the application getting live and up and running and your users
Right.
starting to use it on their mobile phones without a problem, without crashing, without any kind of bugs or anything. All of that is done by us. Yes, please.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, you were talking about like the back end, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And does the back end, does that have to do with like if I wanted to make some changes, how easy it would be to make the changes? Is that what that is?
That's actually a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so with at least most of the applications, there is a back-end system that allows you to manage the website. So the back-end that I was talking
mm-hmm.
about, that was not
yeah.
the admin system, the administration control panel. It was the back-end development of the mobile application itself, right? So like I said, one sort of development is what you use on your phone, the front-end, the interface that you interact with when you're using an application.
Okay. I actually see then, right? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, on the flip side
okay.
now, there on the flip side of the coin, there's also a processor, an algorithm that's processing the information, right? So when the user, say, taps on the audio file, how does the app know, for example, which audio file to play, right? And it may sound
mm-hmm.
simple. You just tell me that, it of course is going to play the file that you're looking to play, but, the
yeah.
app has to be developed, and it has to be, built or coded in a way whereby it has a brain of its own and it knows what's going on and what the user is looking for. I'm just trying to be, as layman as possible, just to try to make sure we're
yeah.
on the same page. But yes, there is with
mm-hmm.
mobile applications, there's front end and then there's back end development. And
mm-hmm.
then along with that, we'll also give you a web panel that's going to allow you to maintain the application yourself. So if you want to add more content, you want to add more audio files, or even manage the
mm-hmm.
users on the application. You want to kick someone out because they're misusing the application, or if you want to, enable or disable people, or you want to say if they cannot reset their password or something, and you want to reset that yourself for them, and kind of help them as the administrator and the moderator on the application. You could do
mm-hmm.
all of that using the admin panel we are talking about. So that is included within the price we're talking about as well.
I don't think I would trust myself to do that. I would be concerned I'd mess it up. I really would be. I don't
right.
even know
and
how I would do that because I don't even like to mess around with like tech stuff. I really don't.
Honestly,
like,
it's going to Honestly, it's going to
yeah.
be as easy as using a notepad on your computer, right? I can even show
oh,
you an
okay.
example. I can
mm-hmm.
show you a couple examples, and say we have an application where you send out announcements on a regular
yeah.
basis from the back end, the admin panel, and you push them and
mm-hmm.
they show up on the mobile application. You get to format them and everything. But if you feel that you wouldn't want to take that hassle and you wouldn't want to manage the application yourself, sure. I mean, we're going to give you that option so you don't have to ring us up at 4 a.m. in the night and, wait for us to get back in the office the next day. You'll have that panel. But if you'd like to retain us on a monthly basis, after the 4 months of warranty and the maintenance,
mm-hmm.
the complimentary maintenance is completed, then we charge just a 2% per month of the original project cost, right? So if we are talking
mm-hmm.
about, say, $15,000 is what we're talking about right now, $300
mm-hmm.
per month is going to be the maintenance fee, and that, too,
mm-hmm.
is entirely optional. So within the first contract, you're not bound to retain us for X amount of time or for a year or two. If after
mm-hmm.
the app's done and we give you the admin panel, you try and
right.
use it, you try and get your hands onto it, you feel like you still want to have us or a technical developer with you to kind of push the updates and everything, you're more than welcome
mm-hmm.
and you can sign with us on a maintenance retainer and we can continue to make the changes for you. You wouldn't have to touch the application or touch the admin panel entirely, and we're going to take care of that, all of that for you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to, you have my web address. I actually sent it to you, didn't I? Did I put it in there? I don't know if I did or not, because I've been talking to so many people. I haven't been talking to that many people, but it's just that when I'm online, I usually put it somewhere. I don't think I sent you my web address.
I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
I don't think
anyway,
you did. Yeah.
I didn't send it to you. You want me to just tell
yeah.
you what it is or okay.
Yeah, you could just spell that to me. Yep.
Yeah. A L L E G R A. Allegra and then Howard. H O W A R D.
dot com.
And then 1717@gmail.com.
Oh, that's your email address, right? Okay.
That's my email address, yeah.
Okay, great.
I actually got another one. I probably should use the one without my name on it because it's called Business Savvy. It's like a one at the front of business with a capital B and then a one at the other end. And I should probably, I don't know if that's a good way to do it so that people can identify you. Would it matter? Or because I'm working with you, it probably doesn't really matter.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't necessarily want my users to somehow find out who I was. So I should probably use like Business Savvy. That's probably the best way.
On the application, we could put this email address if you want people to reach out to you if they need any kind of help with the application or they have any kind of opportunities as far as the application is concerned. They want to partner up with you or something. For business inquiries, we could use this email address. But as far as me and you is concerned, I think we both know each other now, and we've got acquainted to each other.
Yeah, we're cool.
Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about people on the outside because, I mean, with you I know it's fine, but,
sure.
I'm just trying to maintain a certain amount of anonymity, that's all. And I'm just talking about on my behalf. But like I said, I guess between me and you we could use mine, but I'm saying if I had, as far as a public website address. My email, my Gmail, I think I would use the one called Business Savvy for the public because I don't really want them to know who I am unless it's entirely necessary, that's all.
I think we could use this one on the app stores and, because that becomes public and you have to put an email address on the app stores as well, so we could use your business email address for that and your personal email address, your first name, your last name, 17@gmail.com. We could use that for just my correspondence with you. So we're better connected over the email as well.
That's a great idea. Great idea. Okay.
Awesome. So, Allegra, one last thing you need to let me know before I take this forward with my team is if not $15,000 and not $5,000, because $15,000 is probably the minimum that I could do based on my authority. I'm actually an employee myself, so although I happen to be VP for product strategy, and at the end of the day, it's all going to come down on me as far as the pricing approval is concerned. But I'd still like to take this forward with the BOD here, the board of directors and everyone, and tell them about your application, and then that you're doing a good cause and you're not trying to make a lot of money out of this, and it's not a business. If I pitch it forward for you and I be your ambassador, what kind of pricing are you comfortable with? And if I am able to get an approval from them, then let's do it and, do it at the price that you would like to work with. How soon do you want to get started? I mean, do you have any kind of decision makers at your end, or are you the sole decision maker on this?
I'm the sole maker. I did. It took me a long time to put the original app together, as big as a book, it's almost 100 pages, ridiculous. I realized how dumb that was just recently. Well, it wasn't necessarily dumb, it's just out of not knowing, marketing-wise, not really thinking it through, and just thinking about how people look at stuff, and I said,
tell the only thing that can make you happy now and, be satisfied with this whole idea again is to go live with
what
your new fun application.
I would say, honestly, I don't even know if you would really be interested because, like I said, I didn't want to spend that kind of money. It's possible. It's very possible I could get that money together. It's very possible. I mean, even if it was like $10,000, I could make, I could just believe for the money. I could just get the money together.
I don't know if this helps. But, you don't have to pay all the money up front as well. So for the first designs and, to mobilize and to have the team on the project and write until the designs are completed, you'd be paying 50% up front. And that's what we charge as a policy, and we don't charge the whole amount up front. So as long as you can do that on your own pocket and within your own means, if you can arrange that, then what we could do is we could complete the designs for you and more like a prototype that you can show forward. So if you want to raise funds or you want to get some grant, they would need something from you as well to look at, more like a proof of concept to look at before they would, you know, of course, hand over the funds to you, right? So if the designs are going to be helpful, and you think you I think you said that you could do about $4,000 or $5,000, we could get started with that. You could get the designs, the prototype, and then, you know, use that around and, you know, show that to people that you think and would be interested in funding this, and that way you can raise the balance of the cost of the project, and you know, that way you can still get this going.
Yeah, that's a thought. Yeah, it is. Well, you know, like I said, could you please just send something to my email? I'm sure what you've done is, I'm sure it's very nice. I'm sure it's excellent because, like I said, you don't deal with, you know, you wouldn't be even be dealing with, you know, organizations on that level unless you offered, you know, an excellent product. So I'm sure whatever you send me, it'll be very nice. We could kind of like start there. You send me what you have, and then, you know, if you have something like this kind of fun, interesting, like something maybe a young person, maybe in their 20s, you know, maybe late teens, 20s, 25, whatever, that you think would be appealing to them. I wouldn't even say that age. It needs to have universal appeal, but just something that would be attractive to most people. They say, oh, I think I want to do this. This looks like it might be fun. This looks like it may be easy for me to actually be able to grasp, you know, what, you know, as far as me teaching them how to say different things in Spanish, you know, as far as witnessing. And if you just have something along those lines, I don't know if you have anything like that or not, but yeah. Send me some examples, and then I could call you back and say, well, okay, I want to go forward, and then you could, you know, make your presentation then. So I'm just saying we could just start on that level where you just send me the information, and then, you know, make sure, you know, of course, your number, I'm sure. It's actually on my phone. I need to save it. I closed my computer now. What is the name of your company? Let me write that down again.
Right. So you're now. Yeah, you're Behring Hoff & Maser right now. Hoff & Maser is H as in Harry, B O as in Oscar, F as in Foxtrot, F as in Foxtrot, and Maser, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha,
A.
Z as in Zebra, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo. So Hoff & Maser is basically, you know, Ted Hoff and Stanley Maser were one of the, in fact, two of the four people who invented the semiconductor chips that are used in mobile phones, right? And that's how the invention of mobile phones actually became possible. So that's how the names arrived, and that probably is going to help you remember this as well, Ted Hoff and Stanley Maser. Yeah.
Great. That's great. Okay. Oh, that's really great. Okay, yeah, you guys are way up there somewhere. I actually had another project I worked on, and the guy who was my attorney, he was the assistant patent attorney general for the United States, and people was like, how did you get this guy to do this for you? And I didn't. I just walked in there. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know he was like, because I went to the other lawyers. They're like, wow, you're on another level, aren't you? But it was an invention I was working on a long time ago. But, yeah, I've done
it. When it has to happen, you find your ways, right? I mean...
I just walked in. I just had favor with him. I had favor with the guy, so you know, he just did it for me. It was a long time ago. It was a very long time ago. I was like, I don't know, I was like 30 or something like that. So I'm older now.
Okay, sweet. So, Allegra, I know you need some portfolio from me. I can send you some general portfolio. You can look at that. Take your time. Sleep over it. And there's something else that I can do. I'm just trying to be helpful, honestly. So, you know, business is something else. We have, you know, loads of clients and, you know, good work coming in. But since just we got connected today and, you know, I feel like, you know, you're trying to accomplish something since quite some time and, you know, you have had a bad experience, I'd like to be helpful, if nothing else. And just keep me posted and, you know, let's stay connected. And, you know, if there's something about the pricing we can do, although, like I said, I tried to do most that I could. You could speak to some other companies as well. Shop around so you get an idea of what kind of pricing you're looking for. And, if you feel like we are reasonable and then, you like the first interaction that you and I had today, that just tells that, universe is giving you signs. I mean, you just let me know how soon you want to get started, and we'll take you forward from there.
Well, that's great. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with based on the app. I just had a question because you told me that, this guy Mazur, he said, I think someone in his relative to him, helped in the development of the mobile phone. Didn't you say something like that? Okay. Well, I was just wondering, I was looking for a phone that could not be hacked. I really would, if I could find one, I would probably buy it. I don't know. I mean, this has nothing to do with it. I don't know if you could just say, well, whatever you like. I mean, he wouldn't be interested in selling me anything anyway, but I really would like to know if there's something like that out there. I don't know. That's really, like you could say, I mean, it may be the question, what I'm asking you is not, is, it's just not appropriate or whatever,
Oh,
but
no, I
I mean,
appreciate that.
there,
I mean, we're having a conversation on a personal level, so I know what you're asking about. And what phone are you using right now, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, no problem. I'm using an iPhone 11, so it's kind of old because I think iPhone 15 is out now or something. I don't know,
Okay, is that
but
updated to the iOS 17?
it is. It hasn't been updated. I mean, this is just an iPhone 11 that I bought. I think now it's probably been almost a couple of years ago, and I mean, I just use it because I'm not having any problem with it. The problem is like, I had been dealing with a hacker, and I was just trying to find a phone that I could shut the hacker out. I was trying to do that. So, because I do my business, and they be in my business. I know I'm sound. I'm not using correct English, but they be in my business, and I'm just tired of it. And I was trying to find a way to keep them out. That's all. Really,
Well,
I have been doing
all I can tell you is that
that.
Androids are prone to getting hacked, right? And as long as you're using an iPhone and that's
Okay.
updated to the most current OS, that is the 17.4, as long as you know
Okay.
you've done that, only the FBI probably can get into your phone, or one of the federal agencies can get into it, but they wouldn't bother anyway. So if you're talking about the local Nicky Pankies and people that are, just trying to, pee on you and see what you're trying to do, with an iPhone, you wouldn't have to worry about them, right? So use an iPhone, use it on the
Well,
updated
that's
OS.
what I've been dealing with. I got an iPhone and they've been doing that. So, I mean, I could look into 17.4, maybe that's better. And I think they might have gained access through the company that I was, that, I'm actually just with Metro PCS. And I just did it because of the economy and all that. But I think that they gain access to, like I said, the store itself, because I don't know really how otherwise they're in my phone. And then somebody said, I need to change my Gmail address. They said, if you do that, they might not be able to. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's important. I mean, even your iCloud email, if you have an iCloud email, you probably want to change the password and everything, because that's one way they could gain some access to the information on your phone, right? They probably wouldn't be able to see the real time, exactly what you're doing at right this moment, but they can get some access to the information that you have on your phone using your iCloud ID if that's compromised. So, the first things you could do is change the Gmail password connected with a mobile phone. So every time someone logs in, you have to verify yourself on your mobile phone. That's the first step. Second thing you could do is the iCloud thing as well. Change the password so make sure no one else can get into it. And the 17.4, I mean, update your phone to the latest OS. On the iPhone, you get the updates regularly when a new version of the OS is launched. Put that on your phone as well, and I think you should be good to go. Like I said, iPhones are probably the most secure. And then, only probably the agencies can hack this, but otherwise, normal people, individuals, they wouldn't be able to get into the phone unless you allow them one way or the other, giving your password or something.
Okay.
All right,
Okay,
Allegra. So, yes.
Yeah, just, you know, like I said, send, you know, if you could send me some samples, that would be great. That's a great start. And then I could get back with you, you know, after I make my decision. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't know if you're saying between 10 and 15,000, whatever. You know, that really wasn't, you know, and I know I would like it to be done in excellence. I really would. Because, I mean, the more appealing it is, the more people will, you know, they'll want to buy it. I mean, you know, and just enjoy it, you know. And,
yeah.
And I would want your insight, too, as far as how it can make it, I don't know, even the content, because it'll, you know, the instructions are in English, you know, and it actually, when you read it, it actually introduces, you know, what you're going to be learning. So, I mean, I guess you'll probably give me insight as far as how I should do that as well. So, you know, I can see where your company and what you do would be very advantageous to me. I can already see that ahead of time.
Right. So that,
yeah.
That rest assured comes guaranteed with, you know, working with us.
Yeah.
As far as the designs and everything is concerned, that's subjective, but we give you all the options we can, and then, you know, we put our expertise towards designing and developing the application as well. So, you know, rest assured, the final product is going to be 100% professional. It's going to be professionally done, and it's going to be built by experts and not just, you know, university students, right? So that said, what I'll do right now, Allegra, is I'll send you our company profile, and that has about 3 or 4 different general applications on it, right? So that's going to give you some idea of the quality of work we do. You just have to download them on your iPhone and, you know, start using them. And that
great,
is going to
great.
Tell you whether...
Are you still there? Wow. I don't know what happened here. I don't know what happened. Hello? Let me write his number down. 408-746-3290. Okay. 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 Let me 408. I don't know what happened here. 487-463-290. Let me see if I can.